Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here to learn today about Simcha and Bitachon and Amunah. Today is Vav Nisan, the 6th of Nisan, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, 5783, March 28th, 2023. Today's shiur is Le'iloi Nishmas Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan, Zichrono Livracha, Izzy Chait of Blessed Memory. And we also want to always thank Mr. Jake Wyman, Mr. Mitch Green, and Rav Shmuel and Dr. Ilana Plotzker. There are moments of reflection at all stages of life. And the Aruch HaTzadikim says, we've reached one right now. Because as he discusses Simcha, he tells us, the Atah, and now, HaBeit Ure'e, look closely, reflect and see. Ki HaSimcha Koleles HaKol, that being in a joyous frame of mind, includes everything. It's all inclusive. Now that is a very bold and encompassing statement. Ki kol adam hadoeg al ha'olam hazeh. Because any person who is preoccupied, who is worried about this world, a person who is distracted and anxious about matters of this world, ein lo menucha, really cannot experience tranquility and rest. It's funny because there are misprints that have some meaning. In my version of the Aruch HaTzadikim that I have, it actually has a repeated word. But everything has Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence. And if you'll notice, his lashon is, Ki kol adam hadoeg ha'olam hazeh. Because anybody who's worried about this world, ein lo menucha. That's kind of funny. It's a repeated word. But I think that there's also a lesson there, whether it was intentional or not. Ein lo menucha. There's absolutely no rest and tranquility and peace of mind for that person. Why are we saying it this way? We usually say the positive. Yes, have positive thoughts. Have trust in Hashem. But we do have to mention that if a person is stuck in worry, then that person really cannot taste the restfulness that we could experience in this world. Ein lo menucha. Ein lo menucha. It definitely doesn't have any restfulness for that purpose, for that person. V'samid humachashev laharviach mamon. So this is what we should avoid. That person is constantly figuring out, how will I gain more money? How will I profit more? This is one of the symptoms of being preoccupied with this world, with gashmius, with physical and material gain. V'lo yistapik v'masha cholak lahokel. And that person who's worried, he won't be satisfied with what Hashem, Kel, Almighty God of mercy, has apportioned to him. Because you know what? We all have a chelek. That chelek, to a degree, we have no control over it. Therefore, how should we deal with it? It's called histatkus that we've mentioned before. We should be happy with that. We should be content, contentedness. That's one of the keys to tranquility. Lachain, therefore, Dr. Orchus Tadikim, Hatzameach Bechelko, the one who rejoices, the one who is ecstatic and content with his lot, with his portion, who Ashir is automatically wealthy because his emotions are full of tranquility and restfulness and satisfaction. The person creates his or her own wealth. Af imhu ani, even if monetarily the person is actually not wealthy, the person is destitute when it comes to finances, but that's really nothing to do with reality. The reality is, how do I frame it? How do I look at the whole picture? Remember, we started out today, he said, HaSimcha Koleles HaKol. He said, HaBeitureh. We really need to look carefully at that fact, to reflect on it, to look at it, give it a chance, that attitude. HaSimcha Koleles HaKol. If I will try my best to look at the positive, to accentuate the positive, then what will happen is I'll be B'Simcha, and that will be an all-encompassing trait, because the positive is real. There is a lot of positive. Ki Yismach B'Shem. Then a person says, well, what can I cling to? You know, a lot of times we feel we are Chas V'Shalom drowning. We're absolutely capsized in emotional turmoil and stress and depression. So what can I grab onto as my life preserver? Sometimes we need to say, I need to grab something. Just give it to me. Tell me what I should hold on to. What should I hold on to weather the storm of life? Aruch HaTzadikim tells us, Yismach b'Hashem shehu chelko v'nachalaso. A person can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this person's portion and his inheritance. Hashem is my chelek. Hashem is all-encompassing. He's all over the place. He's in my body. He's next to me. He's in the whole world. V'chein kosev. Also, it's written. Tehillim kufiyot tes. Nun zayin. Chelki Hashem amarti. David HaMelech. We know the kind of turmoil that he had in his life. Ups and downs. Look through Tehillim. Look through Sefer Shmuel. But David said, Chelki Hashem amarti. So I had no choice but to look and realize and to reflect and to see through everything, all the fog and smoke and all of the interference and all the turbulence. I can see through it, David HaMelech said. And I see there is only one thing to look toward, and that is Chelki Hashem amarti. My portion is Hashem. V'cheinu omer, and also it says Tehillim kuf hei gimel. It's a pasuk we're going to examine a bit carefully now. Yismach lev v'vakshe Hashem. The heart of those who seek Hashem will be joyous. First of all, did you notice an incongruence in the usage in this pasuk? It said Yismach lev v'vakshe Hashem. Does that bother you, the way the pasuk is phrased? Of course. Because it says the heart is singular, and then it says, Mavakshe Hashem, of those who seek Hashem. Wouldn't you want to say, Libos, the hearts of those who seek Hashem is happy? Also, we have another question. How could it be that a person is happy just because the person is seeking Hashem? He didn't find Hashem yet. How can he be happy just by seeking Hashem? So let's take a look at this pasuk. First of all, the Mitzuda explains, Sheyitzmach lev, that it will rejoice, the heart of kol echad mimavakshe Hashem. Kol echad mimavakshe Hashem. It's a guarantee. Any person who's really seeking Hashem will find joy. One more time. If a person is really seeking Hashem, there will be joy to be found. There will be ecstasy. There will be celebration. There are ups and downs, but there's definitely a storehouse of joy there that we can tap into and we can experience. How? By seeking Hashem. But we have to look further about this pasuk. I saw a great mashal in the Mayam Loes. The Mayam Loes, I want to recognize my in-laws for presenting me with this Mayam Loes 35 years ago. Thank you, Iman Abba. It says in the Mayam Loes, and part of it is in the name of the Malbim, Yismach lev mevakshe Hashem, the pasuk in Tehillim, kuf hei Pasuk Gimel. What is going on here? And I heard from my Rebbe, ninth grade also. He used to say this pasuk. He loved it. He said, if you're seeking Hashem, even if you haven't reached Hashem yet, even if you haven't reached your goal, you're happy just because of that effort, because of that activity of trying to seek Hashem. Nidas Basar V'Dam. I'll read you a beautiful metaphor. It's the way of a human being, of flesh and blood. Im Adam Mevakesh, if a person seeks, Lehischatein Im Ba'Maila, to become Mechutanim, with someone of great stature. Let's say the person has this dream. Oh, I wish I could be a Mechutan with this and this family. Okay, we won't get into what that's all about, that goal, but it's just a muscle, just a comparison, a parable. Let's say a person is seeking that. Im lo olabi ado. If he was not successful, eino nikra mechutano. He's not his mechutan. Very simple fact. Well, the two families did not actually join in marriage. So therefore, he's not his mechutan. Very simple formula. Lo ken mevakshe Hashem. That is not how it is with those who seek Hashem, though. No, no. Gam im nenas adam. Even if a person, nenas, was accidental or forced or it was beyond the person's control, it was too difficult literally for the person, below asa mitzvah, and he was not successful, he did not do that mitzvah. So you might say, well, okay, so he didn't get it, he failed. No. Ma'ala alav akasiv, the pasuk considers it upon him, and this is the lesson of the Mayam Loes. Ke'ilu asah, as if he did that mitzvah, because he tried his hardest. We try our hardest. We fall short, and we say, oh, I fell short. I'm a failure. Wrong. You're a success, because we tried. We tried as hard as we could. And even if we didn't try as hard as we could, we're also not a failure. Okay, I'll try harder next time. Zeu sha'omer, and that's what it says in the pasuk. It should rejoice, and it will rejoice. It will celebrate the heart, the emotions, the aspirations of everyone who is Mavakshei Hashem, those who seek Hashem, who are trying to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're working on our Avodas Hashem, on our mitzvot. Shezokim l'simcha, that people who are working hard, those people merit that joy, that ecstasy. Gam elu shemavakshim below zochim bepoel. Even people who are seeking and they are not actually succeeding to meet the goals that they have set for themselves, or the goals that seem to be the proper goals, which might actually be, but they are unable to reach that goal at this time. Or maybe, who knows if they're ever able to reach that goal. They're doing the best they can. This is obviously very dependent on individual. That even though anybody who is seeking something, who's trying to get something, to reach a certain goal, tachliso, his ultimate purpose is limtza hadavar hamavukash, is to actually find that item or that goal which is being sought. Let's face it, that's what his objective is. Avol mevakesh Hashem, but the one who's seeking Hashem, we're working on ourselves. It could be so hard. Sometimes it's getting up in the morning. Sometimes it's davening with as much kavana as we can. Sometimes it's midos, like working on Shmiras HaLashon, working on being positive, working on smiling at people and greeting them. How about Kibud HaVeim? The one who is Mevakesh Hashem is trying. Gam B'Shas HaBikush, also at the time of that effort, of looking toward that trying, Yismach, that person will be rejoicing just in the effort, just in the process. The process is a cause for celebration because I have the zechus to know that this is what is meaningful in life. It's from my neshama. Commotion, emar, like it says in another pasuk, Dirshu Hashem v'uzo, seek Hashem and his power, his strength, Bakshu fanav tamid, seek his face or his presence constantly. Seek it. Remember we said last week, a pasuk in Nehemiah, Chedvas Hashem hima uzachem, it's lashon of strength. So it's joy, it's optimism. When a person is seeking all this, we're working toward it, then that's a reason to celebrate. Because I have that zechus that I am engaged in this process. Shebebakasha atzma, just with seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tasigo simcha v'sason, joy and ecstasy will reach that person. Satisfaction and contentment, just because I'm engaged, I'm involved in the effort. Ki Hashem yisparach lo yusag l'olam. Now, this is where the Malbim adds a comment. He says, anyway, a person cannot totally reach Hashem. Remember, lo yu'ani ha'odam b'choy, Hashem told Moshe, nobody can actually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live through that experience. We can only get as close as we can. Rak yevukash tamid. Hashem is totally and constantly being sought and pursued. We're pursuing as close as we can to that human goal of reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connecting with Hashem. V'zoh ha'tachlis. That is the epitome. That's the goal. That's the objective, the aspiration. That's our ambition, to be seeking Hashem. We're not looking at what we accomplish and are successful at as the main goal. So that's what it means. Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem. Whoever's involved in this undertaking has a right to be celebrating all the time. The Aruch HaTzaddikim continues after explaining the pasuk in Tehillim Kufhei Gimel. Bamida hazot benafshos hatzadikim. This trait of joy is found in the souls of the righteous. And then he tells us something earth-shattering, something surprising, because we might be accustomed to think, oh, the more we indulge, the more we partake of worldly pleasures, the happier we'll be. Well, it's not actually that formula. To a degree, the opposite. Shehem benoam sholem b'inyan avodasam, that righteous people, tzaddikim tzidkanios, are in a state of pleasantness, a state of tranquility in the matter of their service of Hashem. By the way, we need to have direction. We can't just be doing whatever we want to. We already know that it says Chorus al Haluchos, that the Torah was etched onto the tablets. We know that it says Maseches Avos, that there's no Ben Chorin except the person who's Osek BaTorah. The only one who's really free is liberated from the shackles and the chains of physicality and materialism that pull us down in this world is the person who liberates himself, emancipates himself from the pull of Gashmias and learns Torah and toils in Torah and gets close to Hashem that way. So that's what it says, that righteous people are benoam shalom. They're in a state of tremendous and unadulterated pleasantness. The inyan avodavsam, in the matter of their service of Hashem, uvesimcha gedola b'frishusam, and in a great high level of joy in their separation. Separation? Separation from what? That's right, abstinence from averos. That means that we avoid those activities and those items and all those influences that are antithetical to Torah, and that's what leads to simcha. That's what the precious he's talking about. There's also other concepts of precious, but this is the simple explanation of what separation means. I avoid, and I have the willpower. Hashem wants us to build our neshamos, and the way we do that, to build our emotions, our intellect, is that we steer ourselves clearly toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Mevakshei Hashem, and we avoid, in that process, things that are against the Torah, and we know that it says a person, Yashav lo avar aveira, if a person has a temptation, but does not do an aveira, abstains, that is like doing a mitzvah. Asher yaseh osim ha'adam v'chai b'hem. People who learn Gemara, you know what I'm talking about. It says in Parshas Acharemos, when a person avoids the temptations of aveiros, that creates an inner joy and a satisfaction and tranquility. That's what builds us as people and makes us feel content and tranquil and happy. Like it says, Tehillim Amid Beis Yadalf, another pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, constantly talking about this and always remembering, I'm always reminding myself, David HaMelech, who talks about this constantly. He had so many ups and downs. You talk about Tzaros. What about raising kids? Did David HaMelech have any trouble raising children? Did he ever have any problems? Did he ever have any violence in his house? Oh, what about Amnon and Tamar? What about Avshalom? What about Adoniyahu? It goes on and on. David HaMelech. Those are just some children problems that he had. He had what looked controversial with Bathsheba. He did not have an easy life by any means. In the very, very beginning, 41 Vadim ago, we learned about, maybe more recently, we learned about Siklag in the city that he was fleeing from Mafshalom, and then he was in Siklag and everybody got captured. He had not an easy time at all, and that is a huge understatement. But David HaMelech knew the whole time. He kept his vision clear. Simchu v'Hashem, he says in Tehillim. You have to rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem is absolute. Everything else going on, it's interference, it's turbulence, it's cloudiness. Look through to Hashem, the radiance of the Shekhinah. Simchu v'Hashem, rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilu Tzadikim. And again, we talked about Gila last week. Gila, remember? Difference between Gila and Simcha? Remember the Malbim? Simcha was a constant, internal, heartfelt joy. What was Gila? Gila was the event or the experience that prompted that joy. It was the catalyst. It was the celebratory event. Gilu Tzadikim. So celebrate, your righteous people. Baharninu Kol Yishrei Lev. And all of you straight-hearted people who try to keep our visions straight as much as possible, keep our visions clear. You can sing out to Hashem. Remember, we talked about music, Gemara Erechin. There's a place for dancing and singing, especially Adar and Nisan. Okay, no Omer. And also it says, Tilm Tzadik Zayin Yud Aleph, or Zeruah LaTzadik, that light, true illumination and clarity is Zeruah LaTzadik, is stone for the righteous. Joy, that's for people who are straight-hearted, who try to keep their vision straight. You might be familiar that a yashar, as the Netziv explains in his Hakdama, his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, which is nicknamed Sefer HaYashar, is an extremely high level, which we're not going to study right now, but it has to do with clarity and straightness of our intellectual, spiritual vision. And the person who works toward that end deserves simcha and will experience that simcha. Lachain, therefore, says the Heilig Aruch HaTzaddikim, Yasim Kol Adam Simchaso Al HaTorah. A person should place his rejoicing, his happiness on Torah, on spiritual endeavors. Obviously, uplifting and elevating the physical indulgences. Yes, we have Simchas Yontif. We have delicious foods that we eat during the week. We have nice clothes that make us dignified, B'nai Torah, and also B'nos Yisrael. Remember the Pele Yoetz we've mentioned about 3 or 4 times? He says, eat foods that taste good. Not overindulge, but eat delicious foods. So we'll say brachos with simcha. But that simcha is simchaso al ha-Torah. Ve'eis shayaseh ha-mitzvos. And at the time that the person performs mitzvos, yismach belibo. The person should rejoice in his heart, in his thoughts, and say, wait a minute, this is something very special that's going on here. Al shezocha lihios. Because the person merited to be Eved Lamelech Elyon, a servant to the lofty King Hashem. Not a servant to my own base desires and my physicality. That only brings a person down and causes sadness. But this is the purpose. And therefore, if I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a cause for great rejoicing and celebration. I was zocha to this. That's what we think about when we daven. He said, oh, I'm able to speak to the one in charge. I can say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the month of Nisan now. Please, the Gemara says, Minisan Nigalo, Nisan Asid Nigal. This is an auspicious time for Mashiach to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tati, can you please bring Mashiach now in Nisan? This is a very wonderful time for it to happen. As the Mesillas Yesharim mentions, you might be familiar with speaking to Hashem, who's speaking as a person speaks to someone standing in front of him, literally a conversation. That is a reason to rejoice. That's a huge privilege. This is a chus. Asher b'nei ma'ala yishtachav alo. The malachim, the lofty beings, prostrate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And human beings have this ability too in this opportunity. Sometimes I say to myself, and it has occurred to me, you'll notice that in Shachris, right after Yishtabach, and starting with Yotzer Or, we talk about the Kedusha that the Malachim are reciting. And it describes the way they serve Hashem. What is that doing in davening? I'm not a Malach. What do I say that for? How do I relate to that? I'm sure there are multiple explanations, but this is part of it right here. These Malachim, they're in the heavenly realm. They're constantly serving Hashem. Even if you hold they have free will, which is a Machlokus, or Moshe Feinstein mentions they do. They just don't use it usually. Even if they have free will, it's more like potential energy than kinetic energy, but they are constantly serving Hashem unfailingly, and I am able, as a human being, to do that. I'm able to speak to Hashem. It's interesting that we talk about the Malachim during davening. Perhaps it's to remind ourselves what the Aruch HaTzaddikim said here. This should be what precedes my tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei. It makes me very besimcha. In a very, very positive frame of mind. Thank you, Hashem, for letting me talk to you. Thanks for the appointment. You ever try to get an appointment with, like, the top person, CEO? It depends on the corporation, the institution, whatever it is, the president. We have an appointment with Hashem all the time. We can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And he's literally in charge of the entire universe. Chayin Omar David said the same thing. Tehillim Kuf Yitesh Kuf Samach Beis. Sos Anochi Al Imrasecha. I rejoice about your statements, about the Torah. Kamotze Shalom Rav, like a person who finds great plunder or spoils or treasure. V'chol Ha'oseh HaMitzvos B'Simcha, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. Anybody who performs mitzvos with joy, with positive attitude, with enthusiasm, Yeshlo Sechar Elef Yodos Yoser has like 1,000 times more reward, Mimisha Mitzvos all of the Masa, than the other person who's doing the mitzvos as a burden. I have a chance to say the bracha, Asha Yotzar. I could say it with fervor. I could say it with joy. I could call somebody to say Amen after it, compared to the other person who doesn't do it out loud or with enthusiasm. Maybe that person isn't able to. Maybe that person doesn't feel well. Maybe the person is shy. Whatever it is, we're not chas v'shalom condemning or criticizing. We're just comparing and saying, halavai, all the mitzvot I'm going to do are going to be besimcha because it's so much more reward. Avram v'David, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim, both Avram Avinu and David HaMelech, call Hayom Kulo, the whole day. They were busy learning Torah. We know that Avraham Avinu learned the whole Torah before it's given. you know, kept mitzvot, even mitzvot derabanan. Hashem told Yitzchak Avinu that Avram had kept all these mitzvot. They were lauding, praising with songs and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, laharim kol besimcha, to lift up a voice of enthusiasm with absolute celebration and joy. So it's not just what we do, even maybe even more than that is how we do it. At least is important. We know the Rishonim say that the simcha that goes with the mitzvah is an avodah by itself. Remember Parshas Kisavo, where it says, "Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem Elokecha b'simcha p'tuch leiva meirov kol." If you look in Rabbeinu Bechaya and look in the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, where he talks about the simcha beis hashoeva when they rejoiced in the beis hamikdash, that simcha is its own avodah. Then the person oz matzliach b'chol d'rachav. The person's mind and cognitive powers are expanded and opened up, and therefore the person is able to be more successful, matzliach b'chol d'rachav, with a positive attitude that we foster and cultivate, we're able to be more successful. If you look in the Sfarim of Chassidim, especially in some breath of Sfarim, others, they discuss the Beis Hamochin, how the brain is actually opened up. I mean, the Gemara says, milei divdichusa, that we opened up our learning with some humor, with something that gets us a little bit laughing and a positive attitude, bring a smile to our faces if it wasn't there before, because that activates our intellectual powers, our ability to reason things out and to analyze and to explore. The tov tamav, a person who's besimcha with a positive attitude, the person's reasonings and his explanations will be more viable, will be more logical, because it causes the person to think in a straighter way. We know that if a person is depressed, it's very, very hard to think straight. And what happens when a person is besimcha, then that person is able to connect with Hashem, with the person's neshama, and to get closer to Hashem. I want to remind you, today we're going to end off with a little review of a concept similar to this. Today we discussed, by the way, how simcha is koleles hakol. It's all-inclusive midah, that it can actually encompass so many areas of success of our whole being, our whole endeavor to be close to Hashem. We learned early on, last May and June, we talked about David HaMelech. We said that David HaMelech, when he had gone to war with Abimelech, or Achish Melech Gas, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph near the end, he had come back to that city. We won't get into the whole narrative, but this is such a yesod, such a foundation that has to be reviewed. He came back, and he and his men found a tragedy, chas v'shalom, that the city had been raided, destroyed, the women and children had been led away. It was by an Amaleki band. First, they all sat down and cried. They were absolutely unable to do anything. They were devastated. But then it says, Vayishchazek David b'Hashem Elokav. Vayishchazek David b'Hashem Elokav. David strengthened himself in Hashem, with Hashem, to connect to Hashem. And then he said, bring the Urim v'Tumim. Let's figure out what we should do now. And let us remember what the Chafetz Chaim said. Such a sharp point that while they were crying, by the way, there was a place for that. We have to acknowledge that people need a space to cry. They need a space and a time to be depressed. Yes, it has to be acknowledged and it has to be validated. But there's a limit. Then there's a time for it to stop and to move on. And the Chafetz Chaim says, only when he strengthened himself. Yes, they went through that experience of crying, which was absolutely humanly necessary. But then they said, now the next step. We will not stay this way forever in a state of despair. And David said, now what should we do? And the Chafetz Chaim says, only after he strengthened himself, he was even able to think of what to do. Because once we strengthen ourselves, by Yischazek David b'Hashem Elokav, we're able to then say, okay, now what's the next step? So I can move weiter, das gehen weiter. I can move further and I can take steps to get close to Hashem. Hashem should help us, especially in the month of Geula. We should be zochet to a personal, communal, and national Geula. And that Geula is in the form of Emunah and Bitachon and Simcha. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.